The ideas, they come so fast, they come all the time. I have so much material. And then that gets into how it's organized, because a lot of times, you have the idea, it's called a premise, and then you have to make that premise into a joke. You have to make it so that it's going to work on stage.
So how are you capturing those so they didn't get, so you didn't lose it? Because a lot of it seems like it was in the moment.
Yeah, it's all in the moment. It's all like when I'm with friends or when I'm with my boyfriend, or I'm just, I see something, or even just I happen to have an idea and I'm like, oh, huh, I think that could be funny, or that's an interesting observation, or huh. It literally, they just pop in all the time. And what would have happened before is I would just been like, huh, that's interesting. I maybe would have told the person I was with or my boyfriend or something, and then just never done anything with it. Before I ever started doing comedy, I'd get these ideas, not knowing I would ever get on stage. I would write them in my notes in my iPhone. Didn't even know I was doing it, but I would just write them down, like, this would be funny someday. But then I lost my phone. I lost everything. So now when I get an idea, I put it in Evernote, which you showed me, and it's awesome. Like, it's totally changed the way I write. And then I have a folder for comedy jokes, and I have so many jokes in there. I just put the rough idea, and then when I'm actually going to sit down and write, I'll go through my Evernotes, I'll look at all the jokes, and then the ones that kind of pop out at me, it's sort of like there's a few that just kind of feel right, or they feel ready, then I'll pick that one out, I'll start working on that one, and then I'll put a star in front of that joke so it goes to the front of the list. So I have maybe, let's see how many I have like 10 jokes that have stars in front of them, and those are like the active jokes. Those are jokes that are almost fully complete, or jokes that I'm gonna work on, and I'm gonna spend, like, when I'm writing, those are the jokes I'm focused on. I'm really trying to round out and make them workable so I could do on stage. And then I have jokes that have 2 stars in front of them. And those jokes are the ones that I'm like, there's top priority. Like, I have this really funny joke. It's called Boob Joke. I think it's gonna be so funny. I hope other people think it's funny. I think it's funny. But it's not stage ready yet, and I really wanna do it on stage. So I've been making myself every night for 15 minutes work, just for 15 minutes work on my comedy. Just to do it every night, so it's in my mind frame and it's in my awareness. I had this Rosetta Stone joke. I knew I wanted to do it. I knew it would be funny, but I couldn't find how to make it work. And then one night, literally, I was just looking at the joke, and it's like almost like a download. I was like, oh, okay, I know how this is gonna be funny. And then it like finally clicked. I was just looking at my joke, and it just clicked all of a sudden. So now all my ideas are in Evernote. I just write whatever comes. I just, maybe this will work, maybe that will work. I'll just write it all in here, put it away, and then I'll go back to it, the next night or whatever. And it's good because it keeps me very organized.
So comedy notebook, and then each joke is its own note, and then the
Yes.
stars in front of them prioritize which jokes get worked on and seen more regularly, and the others are more of a catalog of ideas to go back to.
Yeah, the other ones are for another time. Like, right now I have, like I said, almost 10 jokes that I'm working on that are priority. But if I need more, I'll just scroll through. I'll be like, 80s millennials joke, Anthony joke, Boston joke, and I'll just look through them, and then whatever kind of hits me, I'll move it up to the star. So a lot of them, it's not their time, yet at some point, but they're always in here. I have a day job. I'm really busy, and part of the structure was I have like a accountability person, like this girl that I know, and I text her every night to do the comp, to at least look at my jokes 15 minutes every night. And that has been so unbelievably helpful. I can't even tell you. Like, because half the time I procrastinate and I don't want to do it for whatever reason, because I don't know, like for whatever reason I procrastinate. Like, it's just 15 minutes. All you have to do is look at them. Like, I put zero pressure on myself. Like, you just have to look at them. That's it. For 15 minutes, you can do that. So I will. And then, sure enough, once I look at them, the wheels start going, and I have ideas, and usually I get a lot out of it. That structure is really good. If I didn't have Evernote, those ideas probably would just be lost until unless I remember them again. And I was like, oh yeah, that could be funny. Or I'd write them down on like all these different pieces of paper. I actually did that one, and they're all over, and I'm like, I gotta put these in a notebook, and then you just want to throw them out because it's so like clutter and like chaos. There's the creativity part, which is like kind of like the magic and the inspiration, and then there's that logical part, which is getting the shit done, So and like we were saying, when the two can work together, I think it's a really powerful combination.